In Parashat Vayishlach, Yaakov Avinu returns from the house of Lavan with his wives and his children, the family that he gave birth to in his sojourn to Haran. And now he's returning home to his father Yitzchak Avinu, to Eretz Israel. And now he has to confront his brother Esav, who we know because he took both the birthright originally from him, and then afterwards the blessings of Yitzchak he also took from him. So Esav has tremendous antagonism towards his brother Yaakov, and wants actually to kill him. So Yaakov is obviously very concerned and worried about this. And when he knows that now he's coming home and he's about to approach to meet with his brother, his evil brother Esav, so he sends him a gift maybe to appease his wrath against him. And he prays to Hashem, and he prepares himself also for the possibility of having to fight a war with him. Now, just that the evening before he meets his brother, so the Torah relates that he had to pass over a certain stream or river called Ma'avar Yabok, and when he passed over this river and took his family across the river to the other side, that is actually entering the land of Israel, so he forgot something. He forgot small vessels on the other side of the river, and he had to go back. And this was now in the middle of the night, and when he went back on the other side of the river in order to regain these forgotten vessels, which were very dear to him, so it says that he met there an individual, or according to the sages, and this is the simple also reading of the text, it's very clear that this is a supernatural being, because afterwards he asked the being to bless him and to say his name and so forth. This is some type of an angel that he meets, and he wrestles with him. He's alone on the other side of this, on the other bank of this river Yabok, and he has to now engage himself in a wrestling bout with this spiritual being. Now, according to the sages, this spiritual being is actually the spiritual soul root of his very brother, his very evil brother Esav, Tzaro Shel Esav, that he's now fighting a physical, spiritual battle, a wrestling bout with the root of his brother. And the verse that describes this this wrestling bout reads, Vayivater Yaakov levado, and Yaakov remained alone on the other side of the river. Vayiavek ishimo, and a man, it appeared like a man wrestled with him, ad alot hashachar, until the rise of the morning star. And then it says that man who thought that obviously he would conquer and beat and thrust down Yaakov was unsuccessful. He saw that he couldn't beat him, so he did nonetheless hit him at his thigh and injure him to a certain degree on the thigh, that he actually afterwards he limped until God also miraculously healed that limb from with sunshine that shined on him that next morning. And then the Torah goes on to relate that Yaakov, nonetheless, he was the winner of the bout, and he was in hold and in control of the angel, of this man who was the angel of Esav. And the angel had to beg, actually, Yaakov, send me, let me go, let me out, because the morning has already risen. Chazal, our sages, teach us that actually the time had now come, the first time from the creation of the world. Every angel has one day in creation that he is the one that praises God that day. It says, this is my day. Meaning that the day that the angel of Esav praises God is that very day that he is defeated by Yaakov, because that reveals the ultimate purpose of his own creation, that Yaakov muster up all of that energy and courage in order to defeat the angel of Esau. That is the purpose of the creation of that angel himself. So now, when his purpose has been fulfilled, has come finally, his time to praise God. Because when a person, anyone of us, fulfills, we have many different purposes in life too. Every mitzvah that we do is a purpose. And when we fulfill something, then we're in a spiritual state that we're ready and able to praise our Creator for that merit, for that schut, that gift of being, of having been able to successfully fulfill a mission, a divine mission. So the angel once more begs Yaakov to let him go in order that his time has now come to praise God. And Yaakov says, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. And so the angel says, what is your name? And he says, my name is Jacob. And so he says that no longer shall your name be Jacob. Jacob means cunning. But now your name shall be Yisrael. Yisrael means that you are an officer. You're in charge. You're in power. That you're able to be in power both over angels and over men. And you're able. And that was the name that he gave him. And then it says finally at the very end that Yaakov himself asked the angel what his name is, and he said, don't ask me that question. Why are you asking me what my name is? In other words, the sages interpret that I have no fixed name. The names of angels changes in accordance with their mission that they perform. And then he blessed him at that place. This is the whole story of the wrestling of Jacob with the angel, which is a very, very important, maybe the central image of this week's Torah reading. This is the image that we should meditate upon, that each one of us in our lives undergoes this wrestling bout with the angel of our spiritual as well as physical enemy, which is Esav. And when we're victorious, then actually we have done not only good for ourselves, but we've even done good for that angel himself, that force himself, that he has fulfilled his purpose in creation. Because everyone, even evil, has the purpose. The purpose of evil is to be defeated by the good. And then the evil itself can praise God. So now in our meditation of seeing ourselves in this very situation, this very state of remaining alone on the other side of the river, late in the depth, the darkness of the night, and all of a sudden this man appears and begins to fight with us, and we have to wrestle with him. So the most important word clearly is this word, which is a very rare and unique word in the Torah, Vayeavek, which means to, the word that here is used for wrestling. So, since this is a rare word, the commentaries, beginning with the sages themselves, meditate just linguistically upon the etymological origins of this word, this root, Aleph Bet Kuf, which is here taken to mean to wrestle, but observe that actually the root is Avak, Aleph Bet Kuf, which means dust. And the relationship is, as Chazal teach us, that in this wrestling bout, so because they were fighting on earth, on the ground, the forcefulness of their battle with one another made the dust of the earth rise up towards heaven. And according to Chazal, the dust went so high up that it returned to the throne of God, to the holy throne. This is a very, once more, a very, very picturesque and important image of the wrestling good, the good part of the soul, which is symbolized by Yaakov, the Yetzer Tov, the good inclination, wrestling with the evil inclination inside one's own psyche, and thereby the dust being elevated to the throne of God. So the same word that means to wrestle means dust. We have to try to understand that much deeper. What is the relationship? The reason that the root also means to wrestle, as Rashi also explains with the basic commentary on the Torah, that Aleph Bet Kuf, the root of this word, the letter Aleph interchanges phonetically with the letter Chet, and then Avak is like Chabak, And that word means to embrace. It's very often appears in a very positive context, like two lovers, like in the Song of Songs. The bride says that the right hand of my beloved embraces me, hugs me. But this word avak means also to hug. Now hug, that embracing can also be embracing in wrestling, just like a wrestling belt. That once more, this fight was not a boxing image. A boxing fight of hitting one another. It was taking one another, embracing one another in order to thrust the opponent to the ground. That's the way it's explained. But to wrestle is actually to embrace, to take hold of, around and around. So that's the second, or this actually the meaning which is closest to the pshata, the literal meaning, in this context. Now there is a third meaning, important meaning of this root, Aleph Bet Kuf, and this meaning appears primarily in rabbinic Hebrew, that avak also means avuka. Avuka, from the very same root, means a torch of fire. Now, obviously, a torch of fire is something that is an image and a reality that appears in at night. You don't need fire and you don't need torches in the daytime, you need torches at night. So what are these? Our meditation now is to understand the relationship vis-a-vis this battle of Yaakov with the spiritual angel of Esav, that it has these three implications to it. The first implication of dust, and the second implication of hugging and embracing, and the third implication of a torch of fire, just pure fire. So what we're taught in Kabbalah and Chassidut is that these three meanings, and actually what is taking place now in this existential fight, is or corresponds to what the Baal Shem Tov refers to as the three dimensions of reality altogether, which are worlds, souls, and divinity. In every element of reality, there is a dimension, an outer dimension of worlds. Worlds means created reality. And then there is an inner dimension of souls, of Jewish souls within the worlds. And there's a third dimension, just of pure divinity, of the fact that even after and within creation, God is one and God is all. This, the purpose of our being created in such a way that God created us with a positive and good inclination, a Yetzer Tov, as well as a Yetzer Hara, an evil inclination, is in order to manifest or to perfect, to be metaken, to rectify all of these three levels of reality as God chose in the creation of the world to create simultaneously. The Baal Shem Tov explains that the energy of rectifying the outer dimension of reality, which is called worlds, is through the psychological process of elevation. That there is an intention that there is lower reality that has to come up, as though I'm sunk down very, very low in some level, some place, that in order to see the light, like I'm deep in a dungeon or a deep, dark basement, in order to see the light or to see the world, to see reality, I have to climb upward. The worlds, the very word world in Hebrew means concealment of light, darkness. It's like night, just like this whole story is taking place in the context of night. Worlds have to be elevated. When worlds are elevated, then they become rectified, just by the very process of elevating the worldly dimension of reality, that is its rectification. Now another thing, the worlds, all of the worlds, all of created reality is symbolically referred to as dust. That it's all dust. It says that when the sun shines through a window, you see dust, sparks, or actually bits, just little bits of dust in that ray of light that shines through the window from the outside into the inside. It says that is a meditative. To meditate on that dust is a meditation of what all of the worlds are vis-a-vis the Creator. So the fact that through this wrestling bout the dust was elevated all the way up to the throne of God, the divine throne, that is the tikkun, the rectification of the worlds that is achieved through this struggle and the battle which culminates in the defeat, the victory of Yaakov over the archangel of Esav. The second level, which is the second meaning of the word, which is chibuk, that chibuk once more is embracing or hugging, says that the rectification of souls do not require elevation. Souls require connection, becoming one, clinging to one another. So the level which is souls is the secret of this wrestling being basically an act, a struggle of embracing one another. That even though simply when two people fight and wrestle, the embracing is in order, as we said before, to defeat the other person, take hold of him, they become in control of him and thrust him to the ground. Nonetheless, spiritually what's taking place is the two people are actually hugging one another, just like lovers. Meaning that the origin of this act is the origin of souls uniting with one another, which is the tikkun of souls. So even here, the two enemies are actually two brothers. So even though one brother is good and the other brother is bad, but still they're two brothers. And now they're clinging to one another, hugging one another. The third and highest level, which is the torch is purely God Himself, is a symbol of God who is symbolized throughout the Torah in many different places as just simple fire. Of all the elements of creation, the only element which is a symbol for God is fire in the Torah. And this torch of fire appears at night because the whole world that we're in is likened to night. And in that night, and because of this the Mesirut Nefesh, the devotion of Yaakov to be victorious, even though he's not a fighter by nature. But now he has to fight against this archangel of his brother Esav and defeats him. So the ultimate revelation is just a torch of divine light that appears. It says that divinity does not require at all rectification. It just demands revelation. Divinity, there's nothing to be rectified, it's just that it's not revealed throughout reality. And it's our purpose on earth to reveal it and to reveal Hashem as the torch in the night. That obviously the greater the torch is, the night or the darkness of the night simply disappears. And the whole experience is one of the pure, brilliant and forceful light of the fire of God in the world. So once more, the full meditation is the elevation of the dust and the embracing, the hugging of the souls and the revelation of the divine torch. And all of this is the wrestling, the secret of the wrestling bout of Yaakov with the archangel of his brother Esav.